The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In this age of the online world, so many people are looking to find love from their screens. Naturally enough, it's leading to burnout and fatigue when it comes to those dating apps. But what then is a single person to do? Well, one woman who's begun an initiative to help solve this problem is with me now. Life coach and host of All of the Above podcast, Emma Keogh, is with me. Emma, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Pat Kenny. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, tell me about the fatigue that's setting in about the dating apps.
I just think, like, we're in such an era of social media, online, technology, we're all busy. And that trying to create time out to meet someone is nearly getting harder because of our busy live schedules. And that when we do have apps there, we can use them as a tool. But people are burning out because you're spending hours, you feel probably you don't fit in or your profile isn't good enough, where you're spiraling then into a place that you feel you're not worthy of meeting someone. And it's not good for your own mind, I think, because you can get really fixated and addicted to them. I know even while I was at a time where you're constantly logging on or you're checking or you want to talk to someone, where that's not healthy either.
And you don't know what you're getting, really, do you?
No, it's not like Ron Seal. You do exactly what it says on the tin, you know? We don't know. And like, I've been stood up like before. Like, I've had experiences and I talked about it on my latest episode on my podcast, because I'm quite vulnerable and open about my experiences as well, because there is some amazing success stories out there and my friend has gotten married from it. But then you have the majority of it as well. You don't know who you're meeting and it is a stranger. Like, a lot of us, I think.
Now, do you remember there was something that was available on the apps where you could link up with people who knew? So therefore, if you were looking, you found Joe and you thought Joe's the one, and then you could check up, well, my friend Alison knows Joe or knows Joe's brother or something like that. So we can do a kind of a check.
That's gone now.
You can't do that anymore.
No, I actually saw there was a thing someone talked about on one of their podcasts and it was like Tinder double date. So you could actually go on a double date with your friend so you're not feeling really like overpowered and it's more relaxed.
Yeah, but that ability to research through your complex of friends, that's gone now.
Yeah, that is kind of gone. I know there is Facebook pages out there at the moment and you can screen check people, but you're kind of just going off someone else's opinion, where you have to get to know someone for yourself, do you know?
So what have you done then since this disillusionment set in?
Well, I decided when I was single, just the dating apps were just getting fatigue and I'm all about human connection and bringing people together and just my own self. So I took it amongst myself to reach out to house on Leeson Street, and I done two singles nights last year and they went really well.
And are they like speed dating or what happens?
Well, not so much. Like, so I wanted it to be more relaxed and the summer one was all about like a barbecue. There was like a rapid fire round where you all sat with each other and asked questions, and then just I wanted it to be more relaxed, that's all. But I am planning one in the springtime that has a bit more structure and I have a new venue that I'm thinking of.
Okay, now, you ran these events last year.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, there's one person who found love. And who was that? Emma Keogh.
It was me. Like, I was ready to live at home with a few cats on my own. Like, I was good. Do you know? I think because I was the host, I was just looking after everyone. And then a guy messaged me and I ended up going on a date with him. And a few weeks later, he was like, you know, will you be my girlfriend? And I've been with him, got 6 months now.
So that's very good. It shows it works.
It does work.
Did it work for other people who went?
Well, I did know there was another guy who went on a few dates with a girl, but she lived a little bit far away. So like the long distance wasn't going to suit as well. But there was people I knew that got numbers that were talking. But it's a great confidence builder for people. If you feel you're ready to go out and date, but maybe you're unsure, dip the toe in, you know, build the confidence, have a bit of crack. Do you know that way you're just talking to the opposite sex? It's not the end of the world.
Do you have any recommendations as to where people should meet? I mean, you said you were stood up. I don't know where you were when you were stood up. Were you in a bar?
I was in a bar, yeah. And I was waiting for the guy to come and he said he was on the way. And then he said he wasn't. And then he unmatched me. And that was it. And I was left there like.
And you're there sitting at the bar with your phone trying to pretend you're waiting for someone, which you were.
Yeah.
But
you
didn't show.
But I think as well, it's a learning curve for people about, you know, what you're going to stand for. And I already had it in my gut. There was something about that date that I I was like, don't go on it. And I followed through. So always listen to your gut, guys. Always listen to your gut.
No, there are people a bit nostalgic for, we played a clip of a guy this morning saying, you know, the ideal would be you see someone in a farmer's market and then you turn up the next Sunday and there they are again. And then you make the contact.
Yeah.
And it's kind of organic.
Yeah.
And it's like the movies, really, where
it
people... That is more and more difficult to achieve, isn't it?
I think it is more difficult to achieve, but I think you have to be open to the power possibilities. And like, you only get one life. Just shoot your shot, whether you're a man or a woman. If you're ladies out there, if you see a guy, smile at him, go up, say hello. If you're in a coffee shop, like, what's the worst they can say? No, it's a confidence builder. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, we love guys to approach us the old fashioned way. Don't get me wrong. But like, what have you got to lose? Just shoot your shot.
Yeah, and then you approach the guy and he's delighted with you. You know, this gorgeous creature is approaching me, and he slips his wedding ring off his finger and puts it in his pocket.
Oh, no, we don't like that. No, no, no. You have, there's no infidelity here now. No, no.
So, Emma, when are people going to hear about your latest venture for 2026?
Yeah, so I am planning something at the moment. I have a meeting on Wednesday, so leave it with me over the next 2 weeks. If you follow me on my socials at Emma Kyo, I will be launching stuff up there because I'm all about bringing people together to get ourselves out of the rat race of dating apps.
And your podcast is called The All of the Above.
All of the Above. Yeah.
Podcast. Emma Kyo, you're a dynamo. Thank you very
much for joining us. Thank you.
Now, still to come on the show this morning,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.